Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. So, a wonderful good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community, this time worldwide. Let me put on the ticker below. So, we will be talking today about turn industrial innovation into influence with LinkedIn. And thank you for following my invitation. You are now together with me on a LinkedIn Live.
The hard work of Composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Now, let me explain you, first of all, why we are not meeting on a Zoom right now. The reason is that many of you have pressed the participate button on LinkedIn on the event, but I'm struggling to get the emails from you guys so that I can invite you in a Zoom meeting. Also, the number of registered participants are close will be probably over the limit of a Zoom meeting. That's the reason why I short notice decided to go rather on LinkedIn here live. But don't worry, this LinkedIn Live is a recorded live. Later on it will be recorded. Right now we are completely live here, and you can discuss and leave your comments in the chat and also your questions. And please do so, and start also by writing from where are you tuning in and what is your business, so that we get you better known. This will be recorded right now, and after we finished, you can watch it anytime and as many times as you want and come back to this. This will be not only a webinar, it will be a resource for you guys. So today's topic is basically a bit focused more on the industrial manufacturing side, but anything that I will be introducing today to you can be also used in NGOs, in the trade industry, as long as it is a B2B environment. So this LinkedIn Live is not particularly suitable for B2C, for consumable items like the fast-moving consumer goods, as this is not really the domain for LinkedIn. And as you can see, I'm focusing a lot on LinkedIn. So today's topics will be LinkedIn on the one side, the industrial manufacturing on the other side, and we will be talking about thought leadership and how we can co-create together, me as a content creator who has a fantastic reach on this platform, which I'm totally happy to share with you guys. I will introduce that framework to you and see how we could possibly collaborate. So at the end, anyone who is happy to register to this LinkedIn Live event, please press the participate button. I will contact you after this event and see whether this resonated with you and you want to have or you have more questions that we can personally then discuss, because I always enjoyed to know the community directly. So far, you've probably seen a lot of my LinkedIn lives in English, where we were be talking about engineering talks, or I've introduced you some events globally, or in the German-speaking countries, in the European countries, like the one last week about JEC Forum in Central Europe. So this time, I'm elevating this to a different level, because I'm seeing lately a lot of interest that people are wondering, how is this possible to make a content on LinkedIn? And what are really the features? What are the preconditions to make a content? And also, what are the benefits actually of doing content on LinkedIn? And we will be talking about earned media a lot. And we will be talking about thought leadership content. And I will back this up with science and things that are publicly known, and give you a lot of details, data. In German, we say Zahlen, Daten, Fakten, ZDF. So numbers, data, and facts. Yeah. So this will be really grounded in the feed. So I'm seeing some comments are coming already in. Please carry on doing that, because I will be also showing those comments here publicly. If you do not want to appear on my LinkedIn live show, as a side note here, please do not comment anything. But other than that, commenting is always great, because it gives you also certain visibility, and you can, you know, exchange ideas also with the network. And I love the networking aspect here in my event. So without further ado, what I've prepared for you guys is a presentation, and I will jump right now into the presentation. And I will hurry, because time is valuable, and I will respect your time, and therefore this is approximately a 1 hour content that I'm giving to you, depending, of course, on your questions. If you have many, many questions, I'm happy to answer them. So that can, of course, then go over 60 minutes. So this is done for 60 minutes. As I said, housekeeping, please write your comments down, like Sohail wrote. He is from India right now. Welcome, India. Welcome, Sohail. And he says his crew is Infotech. So that's cool. And let's go starting. So you see my thumbnail here: turn industrial innovation into influence with LinkedIn content. Let me break this a little down for you guys, what I'm talking here about. So industrial innovation, this is my home domain, industry. I've been in the industry for many, many years as a sales director and vice president of a business unit. I've been expatriated to South Africa. So industry is my passion. Innovation is another passion of myself, and innovation works particularly well with thought leadership and also with the industry, because innovation is a massive growth driver. Yeah. So I'm focusing a lot on innovation these days. We could also, to contrast this, focus on and Me Too and commodity products. But I feel that commodity products and Me Too products do not give you the, the margins that you require to invest in your business. So this is the title. Influence is probably another aspect that is very, very important. I'm not talking about the classical influencers here, although many people, they define me as an influencer. I don't particularly like that word influencer, because influencer is a word that has a connotation, meanwhile, probably not very industrial-like. So I refer to myself always as a content creator or brand ambassador. But for good order's sake, if you feel influencer is the right term, you feel free to use that for yourself. Important is to understand that influencing takes part in the industry by influencing your sector, your market segment, certainly also decision makers. Yeah? So you are influencing through LinkedIn and through this content. So this will be, walking through this presentation, always accompany us. The first slide that I want to show you, and these are approximately 20 slides now coming up, and I will not read them for you, just give you for each slide a short summary. So you may have not seen me before, because I have a large community on LinkedIn, but also a large share of unique viewers. And I will come back to that also later on. So my name is İlkay Özgizoğlu, and I'm calling myself Dear Social CEO. Fun fact, Social CEO, I couldn't use that name because it has been already protected by an Australian chap couldn't really protect it. Actually, in the end, I also did not protect Dear Social CEO. So Dear is a German pronoun for a masculine male grammar. So this is a free expression of myself. As you can see, my name is a bit complicated. Maybe you can refer easier to me as Dear Social CEO, or just say İlkay to me. That's fine too. I was born 1971, so I'm a Gen X, Generation X, and some people think that we Gen X people, we have no clue about the new media, the new social media, professional media. And you know what? I have cracked the code of LinkedIn, and I think and I feel as someone who was born in 1971, I know quite a lot about LinkedIn, and in particular, the strategies that can be applied on LinkedIn. So I have a patchwork family with two adult daughters. I live in Bayreuth. This is in Germany, in northern Bavaria. I'm an industrial executive, sales and marketing till 2015. And since then, I own my own company, Imbeo, with marketing, PR, business development, sales services. And I've introduced a corporate social performance program for companies. And I have also offers for coaching on LinkedIn for freelancers. This is today not our topic. Today is our topic, earned media and thought leadership. But so you know that in case you want to talk about LinkedIn and get your team up to the latest status on LinkedIn, let me know, and then we can talk about that also. I have to say that I am a LinkedIn purist, which means I'm not particularly interested and not active on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and all these other platforms. I have an account there. You may find me there, but I'm not really active on that. I'm really on LinkedIn. And I'm one of the top 50. There's a top 50 list in the LinkedIn DACH. DACH means Germany, Austria, Switzerland. I'm one of the top 50 creators and coaches on LinkedIn here in the region. Actually, I'm right now ranked number 9. I could be ranked much higher than that, but I'm a bit lazy on the LinkedIn articles. And LinkedIn articles are an important criteria for this award for some reason. So I have 33,000 followers on LinkedIn, which was very, very hard to collect over the times. But I'm proud of it because half of my followers are C-levels, CEOs, managing directors, the top position of the company. But more than that, I reach 1 million unique viewers yearly, yeah? And this is the far more important figure. So regardless of how many followers you have today, you can reach a lot of unique viewers with your content, which we will discuss today. My sectors include manufacturing industry, the B2B trade and services, NGOs, but also I'm coaching employees and executives, as well as freelance experts. And I'm also, as a side note, an innovation coach within the European Commission, within the EIC Accelerator. Any one of you who is in the innovation scene may know Horizon Europe with 175 billion euros in innovation grants. So I'm one of the, 600 coaches. So I'm in their catalog. And I don't communicate that a lot because this is a passive job, because I need to be selected according some criteria, which I'm done 3 to 4 times a year. So why is this event so important for you guys? Please keep on writing, by the way, from where you are tuning in. Let me check now the attendance. Because I switched from Zoom to LinkedIn Live, it might be that the attendance is not so high right now, but I will promote this, of course, after we finished here. So why is this industrial event so important for you? Because in my practice, I see that a lot of industrial companies, they create innovations, but they don't create necessarily visibility for their innovations. And I find that this is a huge pity. Yeah. There was a guy just the other day from an institute. He said, we have gotten the grants and we've developed a lot of solutions and we are innovative and combined a lot of new materials and had an innovation. And I said, okay, and what happened with this innovation? And he said, they put it in a folder after the grant has been completed and it's now in the cupboard waiting and collecting dust. And I think this is the wrong way. Your innovation deserves, because there has been energy and time being involved in your innovation, it deserves absolute visibility. Yeah. Tell me, do you agree with this, that innovation should not be collecting dust somewhere in the cupboard or on your hard disk, but it should be seen by many people? And why should it be seen by many people? Because your innovation might change someone's work, someone's efficiency, someone's mindset even, by using this innovation. So therefore, please make your innovations visible. Yeah. I'm in the composites, in the plastics additive manufacturing arena, and particularly here, they deserve strategic storytelling. I'm seeing a lot of people explaining the features, of 3D manufacturing and additive manufacturing. Excuse me this word. This is feature fucking. Yeah. No one is interested in your features, but everyone is interested in the stories you have to tell around your innovation. So rather than, listing all the features which you can see in the spec, you don't need a visibility like a LinkedIn Live for, listing all the features, but the applications, the use cases, the stories, these are the ones that attract the people the most. And then finally, why this is important, this event today, is earned media is outperforming paid media in B2B. And I will give you some facts and figures on this one also. And just bear with me a minute. I will also explain what earned media is, because there are also some misunderstandings about earned media. Yeah. And I will clarify those. So the event goals today. I will be introducing to you a format called Composite 360 on Tour as an example. I can invite you also to other tours, of course. Yeah. So this one is specifically for the composites industry, and I'm using this as a first explanator. Then I will clarify the earned versus the paid media, so that you understand why I'm so keen on earned media and pushing you into the earned media scene. I will showcase you some co-creation formats together with me. So if you want to work with a content creator who's highly visible on LinkedIn, be my guest. I will take you alongside and we produce together some compelling content. And then at the end of this event, maybe today or tomorrow, you will receive a message from myself where I will be inviting to a one-on-one call. And on this one-on-one call, I will just check with you if you have some more questions, and if you have some need, or if I could trigger some need in you to get your innovations and your solutions more seen. Let's talk about LinkedIn for a moment. So LinkedIn today has 1.2 billion members globally. Now compare this with the global inhabitants, the global population of this planet, which is, depending on the source, like 8.4 billion people living on this planet. And you see in the middle, there is this networking and exchange feature of LinkedIn. And on the right-hand side is jobs and recruiting. So this LinkedIn Live is not about jobs and recruiting. This LinkedIn Live is about the networking and exchange. And here in particular, it is about marketing and visibility, sales and business development, know-how and education. This is where we will be focusing about. Just a bit of a personal story here. So in 2018, when I rediscovered LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn since 2008, I have to admit, just shortly before the Lehman Brothers incident. You remember 2008 in September when all the lights went off? But I promise you, I have nothing to do with it. It was just a coincidence. But in 2018, round about that time, I was contacting a few companies with my fiber-reinforced plastics composite materials. And there was one particular case. I cannot name the brand right now. It is a premium brand, car brand in Munich. And they were looking for a certain solution for the high luxury sedan, and I had a solution in mind, and approached this company, but they didn't let me in. Yeah, they had some 3,000 engineers, and at the reception, first of all, they didn't know who is responsible for the R&D. Then they had they said they cannot admit me to the R&D because that's forbidden by company laws. And what happened is, I make the story short now. I actually went then in mid of 2018 on LinkedIn and searched my bypass. And my bypass was actually the search bar on LinkedIn. And what I did is I was looking for people working at that premium luxury brand car manufacturer in Munich. And say what? I wrote them a few DMs about my solution and they responded. And I was really excited about that. Of course, you need some skills for writing these DMs, not global DMs, but really compelling DMs. And they responded, and I found that cool. Now, today, I have a huge network at that company because they found the solutions cool. And while I was looking around LinkedIn, I discovered LinkedIn is becoming a real content hub. Yeah. Let me tell you that there are around LinkedIn a few numbers available, like the American Marketing Institute says that according a survey, 66% of the surveyed executives stated that LinkedIn is the number one B2B platform. 66%. Then it is YouTube, YouTube, then Facebook and all the others. If you are interested, write it in the comments. I will send you the full specification. And over the years, this has also changed, but LinkedIn remained always the number one. And then you see the 3X. Yeah? The 3X basically says they have also HubSpot. This is probably you know HubSpot. This is a CRM and email automation software company. They have asked some 5,000 CEOs lately and asked them, where do you see the best engagement and conversion rates on the social media platforms? And what came out is that LinkedIn gives you 3 times more conversion possibilities than any of the other platforms. So alone these two figures, 66% say number one is LinkedIn, and 5,000 CEOs say you have a 3 times higher conversion rate than all the other platforms combined. These are really convincing figures for LinkedIn. So how do you feel about these figures? Please write it in the comments and we can discuss those. Let me show you also a graph so you can see the positioning of what we are talking today about. So in the middle, you see city, trade, and industry. Yeah, this is the classic communication towards the target groups. And the target group can be, for example, aerospace, automotive, whatever. But now with the upcoming of social media, you see on the left-hand side, the thought leader and corporate influencers talking to this target group. Why is that so attractive? Why is that so appealing? The discussion and the dialogue between a thought leader and the target group. Well, the reason is it's human to human. So in the middle, you got the company to human. And on the left, you got human to human. And this is what people prefer. They do not want to talk to logos. They want to talk to real people. Yeah. And on the right-hand side, you see external ambassadors, content creators, influencers, you name it. That's also possible. They can also talk to the target group like I'm doing right now. And on the left side, you see also message. Medium messenger. So what do you need for a LinkedIn post? Actually, these 3 things. You got a message, you need to have a medium, which can be your smartphone or your desktop, and you have a messenger, and that could be, you know, in my case, it's myself. Yeah. So let me check. Are you right now on? But somehow my smartphone doesn't show anything. Can you confirm? I'm seeing a few comments here. Can you confirm that we are live at this moment? And how do you see us? How can you hear me? Is everything okay? Can you everything understand? And also ask, please, your questions and set your comments if you like. So my target groups here for you, and maybe if you're watching now from the industrial side, I'm working in the aerospace, in the automotive, marine industry, rail, rolling stock, energy, oil and gas, sporting goods industry, the medical technologies, infrastructure and construction. So this doesn't mean that we need to focus only on these industries. We can do any industries, except for the fast-moving consumer goods, as I said, yeah? So, for example, women lipsticks would not be my competence, yeah? But anything which is physically available, like airplanes, cars, trains, gases, oils, sporting goods, this is where our community is basically at home. Thank you, Sohail, by the way, for that feedback that you're giving me. So looking at my content here, what I'm always aiming to do is I have a holistic view of the things. So I'm covering mostly the complete entire value chain, because the composite components that are then used in cars, for example, they have a lot of, you know, value creation in the supply chain. You start with the fibers. And before the fibers, you start with raw materials like, you know, fiber spinning, fiber raw materials that are melted then into cakes and these things, like in the glass fiber industry. So fibers, yarns, textiles. Then you got the chemical part, resins, hardeners, fillers. You got the prepregs that are now substrates. You got bulk mold. Then you got sheet mold composites. You got RTM, high pressure RTM. You got autoclaves, infusion. Additive manufacturing, for example, 3D printing, hybrid layup, pultrusion, filament winding. And why is it so important to cover the whole industry? Well, if you want to influence a whole branch, then you should be, of course, also looking after the full value chain. And this is what I'm aiming to do with my partners when we create content on LinkedIn. This is what the people like. So what is earned media? Let's talk about earned media. Earned media is basically organic. Now you may hear a few new words if you are from the industry, like organic. What is organic? Essentially, organic is the posts that you see in your feed that are not sponsored or are not ads, for example, are not advertising based. So these are organic. For example, this LinkedIn Live is an organic LinkedIn Live. So this is not sponsored. This is not an ad. So I'm talking right now in an organic way to you guys. And this is a high trust building content that you will be feeling by time when you see me, when you see the figures, the data and the facts. This will create some trust in you guys. Yeah. So if you would see an advertising from myself, I really doubt it that you will start trusting me. But if you see this content and you see the competence and all this content compiled, there is this distrust. And I'm not talking now actually about me. I'm talking about you, just from my experience, how we can then apply this to your communications. Why is earned media? What is earned media also? Thought leadership, and I will explain you what thought leadership is. Thought leadership over advertising. If I say over advertising, or if I say earned media is better than paid media, now there is a catch to this. Of course, paid media has also its position, but it's not part of this discussion here. And before you go into paid media, first of all, make sure that your organic thought leadership content flies, and then you can get into the second level and put paid ads on it. So what is earned media? Last point, authentic, expert-driven storytelling. And storytelling has nothing to do with fairy tales. I know many technical guys, engineers always believe storytelling is something like telling fairy tales. No. Storytelling in a technical term, in engineering terms, is use cases. It's applications. So you're talking about use cases and applications. And if you are in an R&D position, then you must make sure that the problems out there, technical problems, are solved with your solutions. And this is what we term and coin storytelling in social media. So why is earned media so important? First of all, compared to paid ads, it has a much higher engagement. So we are seeing, for example, here some engagement coming on. And with this, with the comments and the questions coming in, it's not the end. You get into the dialogue. Yeah, people write you DMs. People see you on the live events and talk to you in live events and say, well, I've seen your content. So, and that gives a certain engagement. Nobody will come to you and say, I've seen your paid ad, yeah? But they will see your content and they will talk to you about your content. It builds long-term credibility. How important is credibility, by the way, in a business development scenery? Yeah? Credibility and trust. Think about that. And then it resonates with technical audiences very much. Yeah, I mean, technical audiences, R&D managers, R&D experts, also sales executives, you know, they want to see dialogues and they want to see stories, use cases, and prefer them over paid ads. And that's why this kind of content works. By the way, you see always on the slides also my source, yeah? So this is from a LinkedIn blog, your next B2B video strategy influences, here's why. And I can supply you these the links to the original source. So co-creation formats, you can choose between these here. Either you use video interviews, and we can conduct a video interview and put them natively on LinkedIn. Natively means you upload them up to 15 minutes, you can upload on LinkedIn. Anything above that is better. You put it on YouTube, make a podcast, and then share it on LinkedIn as a complete works. You can do live streams like this one. Factory walkthroughs, yeah? And these are particularly nice, factory walks. So I'm walking like 10 to 20 factories every year together with the managing directors or the site works managers, and we explain the factory. Of course, we do not go through NDA type of protected solutions. So if you have a non-disclosure agreement with certain customers, we hide those machines. We go through the public areas, I have to say. But factory walkthroughs are particularly interesting because it demonstrates your factory. And in the past, there was one of my mentors who said, your best salesman is your factory, actually. Show around the people on the factories. Yeah, and he was really right on that. And we can make a factory walkthrough and then show you guys on LinkedIn with your factory. Product showcases. Yeah, we can also show how your product is used. And this is incredibly impactful. If your product, for example, is burnt, bent, is smoking, yeah, anything that happens with your product or your material, that interests a lot of people. Yeah, and we can showcase your products. Then, of course, articles, newsletters, and podcasts are also quite important in the organic thought leadership, earned media type of content. Just to give you an idea, I will be doing, again, earned media on these exhibitions and on these forums and conferences. Have a look at this. If you are, by any chance, exhibiting or visiting one of these ones in fall, winter 2025-2026, let me know, and we have a chat how we can bring you into spotlight with my channel. Composite 360 on tour. So this is my signature. Excuse me, I've put the wrong button here. This is my signature program. So Composites 360 on Tour, basically the 360 is a sign for the whole entire value chain. Composites is the product group, and that can be used in aerospace, automotive, and all the others, which I've mentioned before. And replace composites with your product solution. Yeah, we can make a tour only also on your product solution. Like I have a collaboration in the converting industry with M2N Media, which is Martin and Nina. And yeah, also doing some stuff at K2025 in Düsseldorf, but also Fachpack. Yeah, so we are doing on-site media creation. I have earned media partnerships with M2N, for example, but also with the Jack Group. That is one of my really esteemed partners on earned media. We are featuring together with M2N, Jack Group, or other media partners. We are featuring renowned brands. So if you are a possible media partner, reach out to me and we'll work together. And then, of course, we have a weekly coverage on LinkedIn, because that's important that you have a cadence, a rhythm of content. And make sure that once you are entering the organic content creation stage, that you have some sort of consistency and continuity. Consistency in your values and continuity in the time effect. Good. Next one, why LinkedIn B2B? So we have a professional audience. The algorithm favors meaningful content. Now, of course, it would be great also to have an understanding of the algorithm. Yeah. So this is something I can coach you on. And it's really ideal for industrial storytelling. Yeah. So LinkedIn gives you a lot of possibilities, starting from this live stream to video, native video, build posts. So you can put, for example, 20 photos, make a storyline, a photo storyline. You can use articles. You can add to these articles the newsletter function and collect subscribers for your articles. And the newsletters on LinkedIn are quite interesting. I have a newsletter on thought leadership. This is the for the German speaking community with over 7,000 subscribers. I don't know if, on top of my head the exact number, 7,000 subscribers, and the opening rate of this is nearly 30%. Now compare this with your email automation tool. If you have an opening rate of 3%, you are great. On LinkedIn, the newsletters are opened, 30% of the people open the newsletters. And the remaining 70%, at least they have seen you have a newsletter. And over the time, for example, I publish the newsletters monthly, once a month. Over time, a big portion of these other 70% of the people are reading the newsletter later on because it's on your profile. So SMBs, let's talk about SMBs. Are you an SMB, small and medium-sized business, or small and medium-sized enterprise? Some call it SMEs, yeah? So on LinkedIn, SMB is a super large community. So you have 150 million plus SMB decision makers. Read that again. 150 million decision makers. Only from the SMB. And SMBs, as we all know, in any country, represent 95% of the companies. Yeah. In Germany, that figure is probably 93%, a little lower. So this 95% is certainly an average. But we are talking safely over 90% of SMBs are the companies globally. Yeah? So they drive over half of the global GDP. Gross domestic product. So the value creation in SMBs is massive. And therefore, the SMBs are also your potential customer, your prospect. And you can reach them through LinkedIn. Isn't that a great tool? Write it in the comments. I would like to hear what you think about those figures. Do you have other figures? Why do SMBs matter? First of all, they are more agile. They're very growth focused and they are highly engaged. But they also require a tailored messaging. So a pure advertising does not necessarily work with SMBs. They need more engaging content. And this is what we are doing with the videos, with the live streams, with the podcasts and things like that. And then the last point here is underserved by generic B2B campaigns. And this is a great one. So most campaigns that you see also on LinkedIn are done by the big holding companies like Siemens and BMW and Accenture or Deloitte or I don't know, Telecom, Vodafone. Yeah, honestly, I scroll through. I have enough of them because they are pouring a lot of money into their advertising and you see a flooding of it. So that's the reason why when organic content comes into play, people love it and they engage with it because now it's authentic. It's not just ads and advertising coming here. Yeah. But what you could do is, by the way, you could do the thought leadership content, and I will consider this also, and I will take probably part of this presentation and sponsor it as a thought leader ad. Yeah, you can create thought leadership content, and then you can push this thought leadership content through your company page. But that's a whole different matter right now. So how to engage with SMBs? Use LinkedIn tools for the awareness, the conversion. Yeah, we always take awareness and conversion and also engagement into our focus. Yeah, focus on authentic storytelling. So again, forget features and forget feature. Excuse me, fucking. People like stories. They like the authentic stories. Tell what have you solved with your solution. What problems have there been? Yeah, and then build campaigns that reflect the ambition and innovation. Do not forget that your innovation needs to be seen and that you need to talk about it. Yeah, and I'm absolutely glad to help you on this one. So let's define also thought leadership. I've mentioned a lot thought leadership because thought leadership is actually the vehicle that I support a lot. Yeah. And I would like to contrast this thought leadership with other tools, communication tools on social media. One is, for example, personal branding. So personal branding makes basically sure that your digital self and your real self in the real world matches. Yeah. This is personal branding. It's very much focused on you as a person, and that's called why it's called personal branding. However, in the manufacturing industry, people tend to say, well, we do not like to talk much about ourselves. We want to talk about our topics. And this is where thought leadership comes into play. And thought leadership is probably the best way to explain that you are really talking about your topic and its trends. That's probably the best way. And let's see what Edelman says to that. So thought leadership is about vision because the word leadership is included in thought leadership. So it's about vision. It's about unexpected perspectives. And that's an important point. So if you have perspectives that are widely known and everybody talks about it, this is probably not attractive enough. So have a look and give some unexpected perspectives. And then you should be also, as a thought leader, set the agenda. Yeah, and people should show you. So this is from Edelman, their latest thought leadership study, 2025, which was released just 2 months ago. Have a look at it. It has great clues. And let me now start a short presentation and have a look whether you understand thought leadership the way we do.
Do you know how crucial visibility is in today's corporate world? Do you want to make the most of the leading business platform worldwide to connect effectively and profitably with future customers and employees? Seize the opportunity now and get noticed on professional social media. With thought leadership, you'll learn the right strategies to effectively address any topic. This will help you become a persuasive and authentic thought leader. Through our corporate social performance program, we coach entrepreneurs, C-level executives, specialists, and managers to become effective corporate influencers for your company, utilizing targeted thought leadership. In the social leadership quadrant, we employ a holistic framework to ensure your entire company is optimally positioned on professional social media, especially LinkedIn. Have we sparked your interest? The Social CEO is happy to answer all your questions. Get involved at DERSocialCEO.com.
So how do you think has that been explained in the animation? Yeah. By the way, fun fact, so this animation was created by Matthias Galli in Basel, Switzerland, and he wanted to have a role model for the anchor, which is a lady. The role model here is Kamala Harris, because it was created around that time when she was in the queue or in the running for the campaign trail on the president for the United States. Just a fun fact. Okay, what are the benefits of thought leadership? Let's talk about the benefits, because you guys always want to know before you start something what's in it for me, and I will tell you what's in it for you. So 75% of the decision makers say thought leadership provides a more trustworthy basis for assessing a company's performance than traditional advertising or product marketing. Read that again. Nearly three quarters trust thought leadership content more than advertising. Are you surprised? Are you really surprised about that? I'm not surprised. Yeah, but I like this finding. This is from Edelman, also from the same study that I quoted before. A similar number say strong thought leadership has prompted them to explore a solution they hadn't previously considered. And let me explain this part. So whenever I go on exhibitions and people see me as a content creator and approach me, I'm asking them, okay, because they always comment my content, and I ask them, okay, which content did you like? What is the format that you like the most? And they cannot particularly state one particular content, but what they say is always, your content is like a resource. It never solves an acute problem that I'm having or a current problem I'm having, but it's a resource. So you introduce people, you introduce solutions, and I'm thinking, okay, could this be a solution or an alternative to what I'm thinking? And this is the part that Edelman says in the second one. They consider this thought leadership content as a possible solution because they didn't know it before. And this is a very, very important part on thought leadership. And then 6 out of 10 executives, and now listen to this, are willing to pay a premium to work with a company that clearly demonstrates the quality of its thinking and the expertise of its employees. Do you have right now a price war? Do you have very hard competition? Are you in a Red Sea? You know, the Red Sea Blue Ocean strategy? In the Red Sea, where a lot of people, you know, stab the knife into their bodies and all the blood is shedded around. So this is war, yeah? This is competition in war. But what we'd like to make out of your company and your person is that you swim out to the free blue ocean where you can fish in calm, yeah, where there's no blood and destroying pricing strategies. So if you go with thought leadership and earned media and organic media that I'm proposing here, then you are completely in the blue ocean and your customers prepared to pay a premium for this. Now, this is too good to be true. I know you are thinking this is too good to be true, but I have many, many cases. And in our follow-up one-on-one call, remind me and I give you a few examples, and you will probably not believe it, but it is a fact that thought leaders who have who enjoy the credibility and the trust of the people, they automatically are not questioned in the pricing. Yeah, people rather give you a higher price because they trust your abilities and your solution. Of course, these have to be rigid and relevant and robust solutions. Yeah, no question about that. But that's a good part about the industrial goods. They can be tested before they are purchased in bulk normally. Yeah. So you see, these are the benefits of thought leadership. Okay, so actually, that's it for now. So I can remove now this presentation. So let me know what you think about this concept of having industrial influence through your industrial products. Let me explain you how a typical collaboration with me would work. So once we are in a one-on-one call, and provided you trust me and you find the way I present things compelling, we would agree on a storyline, and we would agree on your brand promise. And your brand promise should be then reflected in the interview. My three content pillars are innovation, technology, and sustainability. Usually in the composites industry, in the converting industry, in the 3D printing industry, but also in other industries, innovation, technology, and sustainability is a no-brainer. So it is very, very easy for you to get these solutions. We will talk about these, and then we will, you know, promote these on LinkedIn, not only as a LinkedIn video, but we also will create a video for YouTube, an extended version probably. Usually the videos, we ask some 10 questions, and this is good for 30 minutes of a discussion. And out of the 30 minutes, I'm taking the best to put them on video, transcribing them, fully subtitling them. So there's quite a lot of work involved in the editing of these videos, which I'm happy to do. But once they are really going out, people love to watch them as a resource, as I said before. And then we can do the extended version for YouTube. And finally, the YouTube version is an anchor video for Spotify, the audio podcast. So on audio, you can lately now switch between audio only, which 99% of the people prefer during driving, homework, garden work, and things like that, or during the sports. But 1%, and this is the important feature for industrial interviews, because we are showing parts and components. So they're switching to YouTube for a minute, watch the component, and then switch back to the audio version. This is quite smart. Yeah. So the visual part is very, very important, but also the audio part is important. By the way, I rely always more on the audio. This is why I have this big microphone of Yeti here than on the camera. Right now, this camera is a 4K 60 frames per second camera, but our data line here, bandwidth, can carry only 1080p, so full HD, which is usually okay. Yeah. So this is how we make the content and how we deliver it. And through this, we include a huge audience. Now imagine you spend a fortune on a exhibition stand, booth, yeah, on an exhibition floor. I've been exhibiting as a sales director at Frankfurt Messe. Our exhibition budget was in excess of 80,000 euros. So for as little as 4,000 or 5,000 euros, I can give you a campaign where we invite the people prior to the exhibition, make your booth attractive to them, create FOMO so that they want to see your exhibition booth on site and generate traffic, physical traffic on the booth. During the exhibition, we will cover you in form of an interview, or you demonstrate parts, for example, and then we will continue covering your parts and components and solutions, plus your thought leadership content until the next milestones, which can be, excuse me, another exhibition. Or we do a factory walkthrough with your company, for example. So through that, we are creating content and you earn media on LinkedIn, and you gain reach, responses, resonance on LinkedIn in an organic way. So how do you think? Is this a solution for your next level communications of your company? Lately, I'm seeing some companies go bust. They are insolvent and things like that. You can create such a novel new business development through LinkedIn, because LinkedIn particularly, I've seen this in the past collaborations I had with our companies or with my customers, they're particularly prone for two types of customers. First, you get, again, remembered. So you put content out there, and customers who forgot you for the last 5 years, 10 years, they suddenly remember you and say, "Ah, okay, this is a company I worked with in the past. I have currently an issue with my current supplier, or I have a new project. Let me call them." So you are activating old customers through your organic content. And the second part is new customers. Customers that you didn't even know exist. Now I know what you think. You think, well, I know my market. I know my branch. I know everyone. I'm 30, 40 years in this market. But believe me, through LinkedIn, I've seen this many, many times. Companies were really surprised and telling me, "Look, I have a new contact. I didn't know that they are doing these things. I didn't know they are in composites. I didn't know they do impregnation lines for composites and things like that." So the factor activate old customers combined with finding new customers is really the leverage of your organic content. Of course, then the third part is the current customer base. You keep your current customer base. They are not going anywhere else because they feel with your content, they're content with your content. And therefore, you reinforce your relationship with them. And allow me another final question. What is more important, being the first into the market or first into the mind of your customers? Now, if you say first in the market, I tell you, there are hundreds of thousands of examples where their first one was wiped off by a company who did it better. So more important is the first into the mind. Yeah. So be the first into the mind and strive for being the first into the mind. So these are my last words for today. I hope you enjoyed this session here. So anyone who has joined us later on this one, in a few moments, I will end the stream and you can watch it from the beginning. What we discussed today is a completely new way of getting your industrial solutions into visibility. A new way, apart from brochures, flyers, your exhibition. Yeah, we are extending all these by creating content together. And by having me on your side, you have a professional with 1 million unique viewers every year and 33,000 followers. I have really understood LinkedIn, how LinkedIn works, and I can create together with you content that is compelling to your audience, to your sectors, so that you get inquiries, collaboration offers, opportunities en masse. So this is it for now. I wish you a nice evening. And talk to you hopefully soon in a one-on-one call. Thank you so much. And with this outro, I'm saying bye-bye to you.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites launch, Composites 360 on tour, on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.